You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball.
What an atmosphere that was at American Family Field. Brewers, as you heard, BAS and FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, 9 in a row. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is Isaac Collins, Brewers outfielder and rookie. Isaac, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
I got to know, man. What's that like, man? Because I'm never going to get to live that. My producer's never going to get to live. What does that feel like? That adrenaline rush has got to be amazing.
Yeah, it really is an adrenaline rush. Like, words can't describe it. The crowd pop after the home run is just, it's in the moment. You know, you aren't really thinking about it. You're just so flooded with all these different emotions. But it was amazing. You know, it was just such a good win for us yesterday. So for it to end like that, and you know, it was just awesome.
Going into this series, you know, there was some talk about obviously how the season ended last year in the postseason to the Mets. And there was some talk on sports talk radio and amongst fans about how that whole thing ended. Was there any discussion about that at all coming into or during this series?
Honestly, no, not really. It was just another opponent. And I think that's why we've had so much success is that, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter who we're playing. You know, baseball is one of those sports where anybody can win on any day. So it was just, all right, we got the Mets this weekend. Here's the plan of attack. Now let's execute. And, you know, that's how we've kind of gone about our business this year. And I think that's what's led to a lot of our success.
Talking with Isaac Collins, the hero from Sunday's game. Got himself in the hunt for Rookie of the Year. Follow him on Twitter at IsaacCollins10. And it has been an unbelievable year, obviously, for you. What were expectations? Did you have expectations coming into spring training and into this season? And have you exceeded those expectations?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I honestly did not have very many expectations. You know, I came into the year just wanting to, you know, help the team win any way I could and to just, you know, be the best version of myself each day and, you know, really hone in on what's within my control. You know, that's my preparation. So, you know, staff, accolades, whatever, you know, I've always told myself, you know, none of that stuff really matters until the season's over. It really was just, let's take this thing one day at a time. Let's be the best teammate, best version of myself I can be each day. And then, you know, let all that stuff kind of play out. And, you know, for me to be where I am right now, you know, obviously that's amazing. And you know, it's a big mountain to climb, but there's still 2 months left. And so it's just exciting that, you know, there's more opportunities for me to continue to play.
I saw this stat, Isaac Collins. Across your last 20 games, you're hitting .387, .477 on base, .600 slugging, 9 extra base hit, 17 RBIs. They talk about in basketball all the time about how a dude goes off, you know, for 50 points or 60 points. Man, I was in the zone. I was in the zone. Does that apply for a baseball player when you're rolling like this?
Yeah, a little bit, honestly. The zone, that flow state, whatever you want to call it, it really is just, you know, being present and just, you know, taking the game one pitch at a time. And obviously when you have a lot of success, you know, that confidence just continues to build, and that, you know, the trust in your abilities there. And so it just, you know, compounds, and then you end up going on these crazy streaks. So yeah, obviously I don't expect to stay hot like this for the entire year, but I'm going to, you know, ride the wave as long as I can and just continue to.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do what I know works, and that's, you know, my process and just taking the game one pitch at a time.
Starting with Isaac Collins, Brewers outfielder in the running for Rookie of the Year. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. How much do you guys talk about standings? Earlier in the year, you're down by about 5.5 games, and now all of a sudden you look at the Chicago Cubs, the manager I refer to as the traitor, who used to be here, and they're 6 games back of Milwaukee. How much do you kind of look and see where they're at versus where you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely, we know what the standings are, and but again, that's not, you know, why we're playing. We're taking this thing one day at a time. We're just trying to win today. But yeah, we know, you know, what's at stake. We know that we're in first place, and we've got ourselves a decent lead, and we want to keep that lead. And, you know, for us to do that, we gotta take this thing one day at a time and just execute and, you know, win tonight, no matter who we're playing. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some knowledge, you know, we're not just completely ignoring the fact that we're in first place or first in the NL. So I think it's just a level of excitement. Like, hey, we can do something really special here. We have a chance to, you know, really make a run here. But again, let's focus on today. Let's stay present and let's win today.
5 game set coming up against those Cubs starting next Monday with a doubleheader. So it's 5 games in 4 days and probably a series. You know, I'm not going to go as far as say it's going to decide the division, but it might decide the division, depending on how that all plays out. What's it like for you as far as playing at American Family Field in that series against the Cubs versus playing down at Wrigley against the Cubs?
You know, I mean, I feel like we've actually done a pretty good job of playing on the road this year. You know, we don't necessarily feel too much pressure on the road. You know, when we're on the road, it's almost like, you know, the home team has more to lose than we do. So, yeah, I have a feeling Wrigley is going to be rocking those few days, and it's going to be fun. I think a lot of us are looking forward to it, but we're just trying to take this thing one day at a time.
He is Isaac Collins, the hero from yesterday, the walk-off homer for the Brewers outfielder. Follow him on Twitter at IsaacCollins10. I've only got a couple minutes left. I want to get to know Isaac Collins a little bit more. I feel like we don't all know you as much as we should probably all know you. Favorite sport to do outside of baseball?
Favorite sport to do outside of baseball? I mean, I enjoy golfing. But I'm a huge football fan. I love football. I love college football. I love NFL football. My dad was a football player, collegiate football player at West Virginia. So West Virginia was my squad growing up. And with Charlie Green, our bullpen coach, his son was the recent quarterback at West Virginia. So we have a little connection there. And I love football.
So who's your NFL squad then?
My NFL squad, Pittsburgh, actually. All my family, they're out in West Virginia, so they're all Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And as a kid, I was a Mountaineer fan and a Steelers fan. So the year for us was Aaron Rodgers and all that. So, yeah, I'm we're a few weeks away from football season, so I'm really excited.
What about music?
Music? I like a lot of different genres of music. If I had to choose one, I enjoy hip-hop, rap, but I'll dabble in some, alternative rock or house music or country music.
Wow. But
Drake is probably my favorite artist.
Drake? You don't say that around here with Drake. Drake and us Milwaukee fans, we're not friends. That's not a thing with being Bucks around all that. So not really a thing for Bucks fans and Drake. That's definitely, no, that's not the right answer. That's all right, though. We still like you either way. All right, so I got one last thing for you, and we go back to the clubhouse. Pitchers have the pitching coach. They got the bullpen coach. You hitters have like three hitting coaches. So talk about that dynamic between the hitter and then all of these guys that are helping you out.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great hitting staff with Dawson, Buffy, and E.T. They each bring their own little set of skills to the table. And, some guys work with certain coaches. I enjoy working with all three. It's a committee, essentially. Like, they each have their own opinions and ideas of things, and, we can hear from each guy, and they're always willing to help. That's the biggest thing. Like, they're willing to throw BP whenever we need it. They're willing to try out new things when we need it, and obviously it's led to a lot of success. We've been swinging the bat really well lately, and have to give them a lot of credit as well.
Is Isaac Collins, Brewers outfielder, looking to win Rookie of the Year. Follow him on Twitter at IsaacCollins10. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Sparky. Thank you.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.